goes Riyadh. Fleetwood Mac, Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. You'll get to meet this week's adorable adoptable. That's coming up on Facebook. First, though, we got four passes, 2 days down to Disneyland, so you can check out all the Halloween festivities. A lot of people want these tickets. This question today, a little trivia for you. This is pretty good. I don't know how easy it is. I've only been to Disneyland, I don't know, two or three, four times, and I never knew this. I had to look this up, and it's pretty damn good. I think it's easy, but it's so easy it might be tough. 766-9370. First one to give us the correct answer on this one. Well, look at all this, man. The ladies are out to get the Disney ticket four packs.
Man, this is a fun time to go there, too. This time of year is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Disneyland Halloween style, I guess, what do they do? Just, I mean, blow it up.
Yeah, they do. They get crazy. Spooky. Yeah, all the characters dress up in costume as well. It's cool.
Kristen, good morning. How are you?
Praying that I get these tickets. I've called you guys over 250 times this week.
Wow.
I'm not even, because I'm like so broke, I can't go, so I need to win these tickets, guys.
Well, good luck to you.
Well, what are you going to do if you want a snow cone or a bottled water?
Not be as happy.
Okay.
That's a fair question.
It's a little noisy. Can you roll your window up? Close the sunroof, maybe?
Yes.
Much appreciated.
Okay.
All right.
All right, that didn't help. Okay, here's the question, Kristen. Let me turn you off for a second. What is Disneyland's address?
Oh.
What is Disneyland's address? You're going to drive to the park in Anaheim. I don't need the zip code. I just need the address. Kristen, do you know it?
Is it the 1313 Disneyland Drive?
I can't believe this. That is absolutely what it is.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Each and every day this week, the first caller has gotten through and answered the question right off the top. It is 1313 Disneyland Drive, Anaheim, California, 92802.
Wow.
How many times have you been, Kristen?
So I've been to Disney World about 8 times. So we moved to California about 10 years ago, but we bought a house and we've had kids.
I was going to ask you if you were East Coast. I hear draw on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've only been to Disneyland only 3 times because, you know, we have the house and the kids and we're, you know,
yeah,
trying
only.
To...
Yeah, I've been to Disney World a billion times. Only been there 3.
I really like it when people that are huge fans of the place and spend, you know, time going down there, because it is really an expensive venture to go back and forth. You know, it really is.
And these are four passes for 2 days. So, I guess a better winner couldn't have got these things, man. You know a lot about it. I wouldn't think. And she's not even from here.
No.
Yeah, but she has been 3 times. So,
You are now. Now you're here.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Hang on, Kristen. Enjoy. 4 passes, 2 days down to Disneyland. Now,
that's
I want to share
great,
this with
man.
You. I can't believe she got that.
Do you happen to know? I'm sure I'm asking you a question you can't answer, but why they would have possibly named it that addressed it that?
That's the fun thing. So now it's 1313 Disneyland Drive. Originally, when it opened, it was 1313 South Harbor Boulevard. Okay, when Disney first opened, they didn't have Disneyland Drive.
The actual road was South Harbor.
South Harbor Boulevard in Anaheim. So now, why the 1313? Because Walt Disney, he could have picked any number from 1301 to 1399. Anaheim and the city, they gave him that designation in that range. He could have picked any number. So a lot of people think, why 1313? Some say it's because Walt Disney was not a superstitious man, and he might have found it funny to defy fate by requesting a doubly unlucky number.
Okay.
And if you know anything about Disneyland and you read this stuff, see, I'm not into the Disneyland, the park, and the characters and the movies. I kind of like the man that built it, because he was a weird perfectionist dude, and there's a lot of quirky little oddities and things that he did at that park that only he knew about or that people have learned about as time has gone on. The second theory is this, and Mickey Mouse fans and Disney fans are going to love this theory even better. What's the 13th letter of the alphabet? I just gave it away by saying Mickey.
Oh, M?
Letter M. What happens if you put two M's together? Mickey Mouse, 1313.
Well, that's exactly why it is.
Or is it? Or did someone over time blend the coincidence together? Nobody knows, but there's two theories.
Wow!
And I thought that was kind of cool. So, did Walt Disney choose that because of Mickey Mouse for the 13th letter, or because it was so unlucky he doubled it up to spook people out?
Man.
No one truly knows.
That is really cool, though, dude.
Yeah, that's a cool
he
one.
He was a quirky fellow, wasn't he?
And they say, I read through some of this stuff as I find these trivia questions, if a fence was an inch or 2 inches off, move it. If you couldn't see the lake, if you couldn't see a boat walking around a corner, if something was too small, if it wasn't to perfection. And they say that the Disneyland park to this day, except for the new stuff they've added, all the stuff that was originally there is maintained just as if he would have been alive.
Wow.
And he's freakish about keeping everything so, and it would take him hours to decide on how to paint something a certain color, where a bolt went. Every detail. They said he walked every millimeter of that park daily and knew the ins and outs of everything.
Man.
And when you think about how big it is.
That's impressive, isn't it?
The job. Yeah, and the sleep that guy lost at night. That's all he did was eat, sleep, and breathe Disney. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty amazing. So,
wow.
Back tomorrow. Another chance. 4 tickets, 2 days. Coming up after AC/DC, we'll introduce you to this week's Adorable Adoptable.